News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. Wausau school board members are ready to conduct an outside investigation into how a policy change came about over religious music and holiday concerts. More from WSAU reporter Raymond Newpert.
Wausau school board members voted Monday night to look into the costs of hiring an investigator. That would be through both the Wisconsin Association of School Boards and by taking bids from local investigators. Board members agreed that an outside investigation of the events surrounding the holiday music controversy would be helpful for any future action that would have to be taken inside of the district. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
Fifth grade students in the Merrill School District will still go to elementary school, not middle school. The school board voted down a measure last night that would have moved fifth graders to middle school. The vote came 4-5 in the middle school after a long night of board business. Community members have been concerned that putting fifth graders at Prairie River wouldn't be conducive to learning. They also said that it might not be a good fit for students. All of these local school issues are nothing compared to what happened in Sparks, Nevada yesterday. A school shooting leaves a hero teacher dead before the student gunman took his own life.
Panic and fear erupted at Sparks Middle School after police say a student opened fire with a semi-automatic handgun.
He pointed to us and then he said, "You ruined my life and I'm going to ruin yours."
Frantic parents raced to the school worried about their loved ones. The violence took place just before the starting bell in front of dozens of students. Two 12-year-old boys have been wounded, shot in the shoulder and in the abdomen. One teacher has been killed. Investigators are now interviewing witnesses, trying to establish a motive. The middle school is closed for the remainder of the week and counseling services are being offered for anyone in need. Ainsley Earhart, Fox News.
Most Americans believe the problems with healthcare.gov are a sign of broader issues with the Affordable Care Act. A Washington Post ABC News poll has 56% of those asked saying the problems with the website reflect broader problems with the implementation of the healthcare law. A plan to create landlord licensing in Wausau is on hold. Legislation from the state is the reason for the delay. Wausau's Public Health and Safety Committee was going to vote on an ordinance that would require landlords to license each of their properties and to have them inspected once every 3 years. Public Health and Safety Committee Chair Lisa Rasmussen said they had 24 registered speakers who wanted to comment.
I would have to say 90% of them were rental property owners who are obviously opposed to the ordinance. I will offer that 3 years ago when we considered an alternate rental licensing proposal, many of the same faces were in the crowd and many offered the exact same statements. I think that there are a number of rental property owners who will always oppose rental licensing.
The measure will now be considered by the Committee of the Whole next month. A former Marshfield man who was once convicted of causing his girlfriend's death was going to have a new trial starting yesterday, but instead entered into a plea agreement. 32-year-old Eric Mayer admitted to violently slapping Cynthia Tyler. It caused her to die from what experts say was a ruptured artery in her head. Defense lawyers were going to argue a second possibility for Tyler's death, which prosecutors would have found difficult to contest without a key piece of evidence that was missing from the Tyler autopsy. Mayer instead pled no contest to a felony murder from domestic abuse. Judge Michael Moran sentenced Mayer to a total of 8 years, the first 19 months in prison, the rest of the time on extended release. The court also approved Mayer's relocation to Outagamie County. His probation is going to be handled there. There is a primary today to narrow down four Republican candidates to one seeking the 69th State Assembly seat. This is the seat that Majority Leader Scott Souter resigned back in September. Grant and restaurateur Tommy Dolan, businessman Bob Culp of Stratford, former Marshfield Alderman Scott Noble, and current Marshfield Alderwoman Alana Fedick are all seeking the Republican nomination. Polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight. Let's get our first look at the Newsline 9 forecast for this morning. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Bundle up because it will stay rather cold over the next couple of days. A few flurries possible once again today. Maybe a few breaks of sunshine from time to time. A high of 41. Not as breezy as yesterday. A northwest wind around 10. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with a low down to 26. Chance of flurries on Wednesday with a high around 40. Thursday still cold with flurries, mostly cloudy skies, and a high of 40. I'm Newsline 9 Chief Meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
We are waking up to some 20s in northern Wisconsin and 30s from Wausau to the south, so it is a below normal morning temperature-wise and a cold one to start. We have hour-by-hour temperatures, the six-day forecast, and the real-time weather radar all on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.